For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
As we continue, the Hall of Famer John McClain will join the fellas in on Texans All Access. They'll go to 7 o'clock, and then after that, Thursday Night Football, a pretty good matchup, the Minnesota Vikings and the L.A. Rams coming up after Texans All Access. And with that, I'm guessing, Clint, will take us right to Team Eel's best bets. I would imagine that a lot of Thursday Night Football will be a part of best bets. And had a big night last night. I'm going to guess he's well over 50% so far this week.
Oh, yeah. I'm now sitting at an 80% success rate if you're following the best bets.
Seen a couple of people on the text line say you made him some money last night.
Yeah. Shout out to the 713. I don't know who you are, fella, but appreciate you listening. At 2 o'clock when we got rolling here, he said, shout out T-Mill and his best bets. Ended up green last night. LFG, I'm with you, bud. I'm with you. Love that money.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want mine for tonight right now?
Yeah, I want them right now, yeah.
All right, I got six more for you. Went 5 for 6 last night. I'm 8 for 10 on best bets for the week. The six bets I got for you on Thursday Night Football, I'll list them off real quick. Get those pens and pencils ready. Vikings, I teased that line down a bit to -1.5. I still love the odds. Vikings -1.5, lock that in. Vikings over 3.5 points, so more than a field goal in the first quarter. I'm also on 4 player props I'm going to give you real quick. Cooper Kupp, if you haven't heard, he is returning for the Rams tonight in action on Thursday Night Football. I am on his under receiving yards at 67.5.
Like that, because Puka's returning too.
Indeed.
That's a good thought.
Sorry, Coop. Sam Darnold, I am over 21.5 completions for old Sam Darnold. Don't think he's going to see any ghosts tonight. And then I got 2 separate props on the great Justin Jefferson. I'm on Justin Jefferson, the Minnesota wideout, over 6.5 receptions, and I'm on over his yards, his receiving yards, which is, my eyes are bad, 83.5 for Justin Jefferson. So those are my 6 bets for you. Let's keep this train rolling.
See, man, this is the kind of stuff that gets me, man.
What's that?
Like right there, like that Justin Jefferson 6.5 catches, it makes me feel like when I used to see, hey, Hunter Brown 4.5 strikeouts.
Like, you might have it by halftime, Ron.
Are we serious? Like, I mean 6.5. It feels like Sam. He might have six plays to him in that first 15 play script.
Yeah, that's how I felt about. What's my man's name? Amon-Ra St. Brown.
That burned you, didn't it?
I thought I needed 6.5. I thought I was going to get 6.5. My man had 5 in the first half and then got 1 in the second.
Bite the kneecap off?
Yeah, I hear you. I wish you'd have just thrown him a pass and he'd just bite his kneecap, Dan. But, let's see. I'm going to tell you, man, I think you wasted your money. teasing down the Vikings line. I think the Vikings win this game by double digits.
Really? Mm-hmm. You like the Vikes? Sean McVay? Yeah.
I know there's a lot of talk around here of one score games, but I think this.
Really?
Yeah.
So of the 6, that's one you like the most?
Yeah, keep it simple, baby. Vikings, -1.5. I like that the most, yes.
Yeah, I'm tripping and stumbling to get to the Justin Jefferson catches. I don't know about the yards, but I feel like he's going to get every bit of 10, 11 targets tonight,
Let's
if not
go.
More.
Let's go.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Do you like the Vikings that hard? I don't know. He's got weapons back tonight.
Yeah.
Stafford is.
Yeah, girl.
Sean McVay, we'll see. But Kevin O'Connell is something else, and we know they're going to pressure. We know they're going to pressure Stafford, and
yes, sir.
That might leave some things open. We'll see. All right. Again, we appreciate everybody who has helped keep us afloat, everybody who was a part of the show today. Shout out to Neville Hewitt, who joined us earlier. If you missed that, he was on with us at about 2:15. You can go back on the Odyssey app and check that out. So, Neck Roll Neville. That's what we call Neck Roll Neville. He'd been wearing that thing since high school, he said.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.